For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello and welcome to your Job Search Coach podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, executive resume writer of 5 Strengths, career transition experts. In this episode, I want to talk about measuring the success of your job search networking strategy. Here are 5 ways to measure how well your networking strategy is going. Do you ever wonder whether you're really getting anywhere with your job search networking strategy? While you're in the midst of networking, the process can seem thankless. Did that connection you make a month ago turn into something? How do you know whether the presentation you attended was worth going to from a networking perspective? Although it is hard to pin job search success onto any single networking event, overall, you can measure your networking success with a few simple metrics. Number 1, new connections on LinkedIn. When you collect business cards at a networking event, do you turn them into LinkedIn connections? If not, you are missing a huge opportunity to broaden your network. Measure the growth of your first-degree connections, those you have met in person and those you quote-unquote meet virtually, to see whether your networking efforts are bearing fruit. Number 2, telephone meetings. Often, first-degree connections on LinkedIn linger in purgatory, never becoming real-world connections with whom you have actual conversations. How many of these first-degree connections result in telephone conversations during which you can ask your new contact whatever questions about their experiences, positions, companies, and industries might be relevant to your needs? If your number is small, you might need to open this bottleneck in the networking process. Number 3. Face-to-face meetings. How many of your telephone conversations turn into real-world meetings? Granted, the face-to-face meeting is likely to be a more rare event than the telephone meeting, but this makes in-person conversations that much more important. Stack the deck in your favor and ask for the meeting. Your connection might be too busy, but chances are that he or she will feel flattered, particularly if you're seeking expertise from a position of genuine curiosity about this person's experience. Number 4, introductions to hiring executives. Now recall the number of times you have been introduced by a connection personally to a hiring manager. More rare still, these opportunities to meet actual hiring executives are precious chances for you to demonstrate the value you could bring to a company or an industry. Prepare for these meetings wisely. They are not likely to be frequent, so make the most of the chance to make that special first impression. Number 5, job interviews. Interview offers can come in cold, from the submission of your resume to an indifferent website or email, but they are more likely to develop as a result of your ongoing, powerful, and planned network strategy. Therefore, this is the metric that matters most in your networking efforts. Bring your best game and use this opportunity to show how you are the right fit for the organization. In conclusion, you need to identify the bottleneck. Where is it in this 5-step process? Is it in your new connections on LinkedIn? Is it in your telephone meetings? Is it in your face-to-face meetings? Is it in your introductions to hiring executives? Is it in your job interviews? Where did the numbers drop off? Was it at step 1? Maybe you're not putting yourself out there sufficiently at the broadest level to create as many new connections as you can. Was it at step 4? Why do you think hiring managers, or those with the power to extend critical interview offers, are not following through? Not getting a second interview? Then you must examine your interviewing strategy for step 5. Wherever the bottleneck seems to reside, you have to figure out why your experience has followed this pattern. Need some help figuring out where you are in this 5-step process? Give me a call. I'm Amy L. Adler. I'm at 801-810-5627, and you've been listening to Your Job Search Coach podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.